Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Procrastination Killer. You know that feeling when you're staring at your to-do list, overwhelmed by the sheer number of tasks staring back at you? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving into something super important, creating a productive work environment that doesn't feel like a battleground against procrastination. Because let's be real, the right setup can make or break your day, week, heck, even your entire year. Now, I know what you're thinking. Asher, another productivity tip podcast? But trust me on this one. This isn't about empty platitudes or unrealistic expectations. We're talking about tangible changes, small tweaks and strategic shifts that can dramatically improve your focus, creativity, and overall work output. So, buckle up, grab your favorite coffee, or maybe a matcha latte if you're feeling fancy, and let's get down to business. Here are 5 key takeaways to transform your workspace into a productivity powerhouse. 1. Ditch the distractions. This one seems obvious, but it's easier said than done, right? Ever felt like your phone is playing a cruel game of one more notification while you're trying to focus on an important task? The truth is, our brains are wired for distraction. It's literally what kept us alive in the wild. Imagine trying to hunt a mammoth with your head buried in a spreadsheet. But now that we've moved on from saber-toothed tigers, it's time to tame those distractions. Turn off notifications, put your phone on, do not disturb, close unnecessary tabs, anything to create a mental oasis of focus. 2. Embrace the power of lighting. Think about it, natural light is like sunshine for our brains, boosting mood, alertness, and even creativity. Whenever possible, set up your workspace near a window. And if you're stuck indoors, invest in some good quality lamps that mimic natural light. Trust me, the difference is noticeable. 3. Sound matters. Music can be a powerful tool. It can pump you up, soothe your nerves, or even block out distracting noises. Experiment with different genres and find what works best for you. Some people prefer ambient noise, others classical music, while some swear by binaural beats. The key is to create an auditory environment that enhances your focus. 4. Your workspace, your sanctuary. This isn't just about aesthetics, although a tidy workspace can definitely boost your mood. Think about what makes you feel comfortable and inspired. Add some plants, a few personal touches, or even a motivational quote. Make it a space you actually want to be in. 5. Movement is key. We're not talking marathon sessions at the desk here. Even short bursts of movement can do wonders for your energy levels and focus. Set reminders to stretch, walk around, or even just stand up every hour. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like you're staring at your screen, but your brain is on vacation somewhere tropical? I know that feeling all too well. A few years ago, I was working from home, and my entire workspace looked like a tornado had ripped through it. Papers everywhere, half-eaten takeout containers, the works. But then, something clicked. I realized that my chaotic environment was mirroring my inner state. My mind was cluttered, just like my desk. So, I took action. I decluttered, reorganized, and created a dedicated workspace. It wasn't perfect, but it felt better, more calm, more organized. And guess what? The change was almost instant. My focus improved, I felt less stressed, and even my creativity seemed to flow more freely. Remember, you don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with small steps, like adding a plant to your desk or silencing those pesky notifications. Each little change adds up. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways to transform your workspace into a productivity haven. Ditch the distractions, embrace the power of light and sound, personalize your space, and remember to move regularly. These are the building blocks for a more focused, energized, and ultimately successful you. Now go out there and conquer that to-do list. Before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to implement in your workspace based on today's episode? Share it with me in the comments below or on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Procrastination Killer so you never miss an episode packed with tips and tricks to help you crush your goals. Until next time, stay productive and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.